The Gemara and Masechta Baba Basra Daf Samach Aleph Arma Beis has going into further dafim, and actually it's a very fundamental issue that's discussed throughout this perek, is the issue when I sell, when somebody sells a house or somebody sells any other property, what is or isn't included in the sale. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Tez Zayin Sef Beis, teaches us, as the Gemara here on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis teaches us, Hamoicha Karkel Chaveroi, if somebody sells property to someone else, Tzorach Liftech Loi, he should write in the Shtar Mechira, V'lohi Nachti Lefanai B'mechazek Klum. Everything is included to avoid any misunderstandings. In fact, the Prisha has a discussion how to understand that Gemara. Are we to understand that Gemara as a Chiyuv, or we understand the Gemara as a Eitzah Tova? But certainly, if it's not clear what is or isn't included in a sale, it can lead to very serious shayos. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Tes Sif Beis, discusses, in fact, such a situation. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us. Somebody tells someone else, everything that's in this house I'm selling to you for this much. Everything that's in this box or in this bag, for this price. And the Lekeach agreed, he did a kinyan, Meshicha, and kan kinyan. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, there still is no kinyan. Shalei samcha data shalei keach, because the buyer really, the whole purpose, as we always discuss, of kinyanim, is to show smichas das, is to show a seriousness. Here there is no, we can't say that there was a serious kinyan. Shalei any day of my yesh boy, because the buyer doesn't know what is in this bag. And Tevnoi Zohov, if is there straw in here, is there gold in here? Beizel Kamasacha the Kuvya, the Kain Kol Kiyotz Bezeh. It's only like somebody who is gambling. Hago, continues the Ramah, for Huadin, V'yeshem the Huadin, Shnaim Shechlifu, Akol Shalhem. If two people make an exchange, everything that they own, again, says the Ramah, that isn't a valid sale because there's no seriousness. I don't know what you really possess and you really don't know what I have. And in fact, the Paiskim point out that the Shulchan Aruch said that this is Kemesach HaBekuvya. It's even worse than a Mesach HaBekuvya. Because a Mesach HaBekuvya, maybe when somebody gambles under certain circumstances, it is halachically a valid kinyan. What the Shulchan Aruch is trying to say by using the words kimasach bekuvya is a much stronger expression, explaining the Pesukim. What the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us is that it's not, just like when somebody gambles, he really doesn't know what he's getting into. Here, he for sure doesn't know what he's getting into, and therefore, it's bechlal, not a kinyan. Therefore, paskins the Makor Chaim in Or Chaim Simen Tuf Mem Ches of Cotton Ches, that when you sell chametz, you're supposed to specifically identify every type of chametz that you have in your home. But if you just write, I'm selling my chametz, that is like what the Shulchan Aruch just said. You're not identifying what you're selling. And when you don't identify what you sell, it's not considered a valid sale. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Mem Ches, in Bir Halacha Divrei Hamaskel Bedover, quotes this Makor Chaim, and he certainly, it seems, holds the L'chatchila, one should be careful in the loy mahani kishoy maloy and the mochel baiza chomet shli elm ken yoy maloy and the mochel baiza bekach bekach the chomet zat komida ve ida sach ve sach bekach. He has to specify l'chatchila everything that he's selling. And here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tuf Mem Ches, Reb Kiva Eger also mentions this Shaila. Reb Kiva Eger says, "In Machroi, b'Mashe Kosh B'Shtam Mechirul Nachri Kol Chamtzi Machaloch." He says, "Hal Rambam V'Sma." If you don't specify what you're selling, it's not valid. If you're not specifying exactly what you're selling, the halacha is, it's not considered a valid sale. So this, of course, opens up a very serious shaila. Because many of us, when we come to sell the chametz to the Rav, are certainly not that careful or not really that knowledgeable where all the chametz is in our home. When we come to sell the chametz, we might not have even packed away the chametz yet, that we should know where it's going to be, that we could be so clear in speaking to the Rav. So the question now is, if somebody didn't identify where the chametz is, what is the halacha? In fact, this is the source, what are the sources for the minig that people don't sell chametz kamer? Because if it's not chametz kamer, the mashag already in chelik aleph, sim yud gimel, says that they may not be required to sell it at all, or certainly on something which is not chametz kamer, or something which is kidneyous, or medicines that aren't so serious in its requirement for selling, could be much more lenient. But what happens if somebody does sell chametz kamer? And when he came to sell the Shtar Mechira, he didn't identify clearly all the items that he's including in the sale. What will be the halacha?